Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Have you ever had one of those heartbreaking experiences where you see like a little animal that's been harmed and there is nothing you can do? You just know it's going to suffer slowly and die unless you kill it. Oh my gosh. Sometimes it's like a bird or a little lizard or whatever it may be. I think we've all been there. Maybe when we were children, we were more attuned to seeing and noticing these things. And often it's someone who's strong, who's like dealt with this, who kind of takes care of it silently in private. And you go, oh, well, I've been thinking about this recently. And I think there is a larger lesson here. Right. So a friend of mine in Australia, she accidentally ran over what's called a blue tongue lizard over there. They're really cute. They're gorgeous. They move very slowly. And she felt heartbroken that she did it. She was crying. She was upset. And so her boyfriend just had to, you know, end this sweet little lizard's life because it would have just scorched to death. It would have just had this slow, horrible ending. And so he, in his words, took care of it without her seeing it. And she was heartbroken and felt guilty. Oh, I think we've all been there in one way or another. But as she told me this story, I realized there is really something bigger at play here. And I think we know this too, right? It takes more courage to put an end to something than to let it just suffer on. Am I right? Sometimes you have to be tough. Sometimes that's the only way to help something or to help someone. And this got me thinking about relationships, actually. Right? Maybe you're in a relationship of some kind that's suffering, that's on its last legs, that is just getting by, but it's not great, and no one has the courage to put an end to it. No one has the courage to do the hard thing that's actually fair and reasonable and kind and loving. No one is showing up as that tough person, that strong person who does what needs to be done. And so the suffering just continues. The suffering just, it's extended. We're just limping along in this state of pain, in this state of, when is this going to end, with no one actually calling it. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten frustrated over the years when I've seen people in romantic relationships just because no one has the courage continuing on, suffering through them, knowing it's not the right thing or the permanent thing or the thing that's wanted in the long term, but no one having the courage to just say it, to speak it, to be loving, in fact, to be mature, to do the hard thing that's the right thing. Sometimes people think letting it be easy means that everything's going to be so simple and so straightforward and it's going to feel good. That's simply not true. The easy thing and the right thing aren't always the same. But we know in our heart, when we're honest with ourselves, what the right thing is. Now, look, I'll admit, I probably couldn't end the life of a sweet little lizard, no matter what. But I'm really, really happy that there are people out there who can do the right thing that's hard. I can do the hard thing in other ways when it comes to relationships, when it comes to things that aren't working out. I know that courage is required, not just for me, but the other person involved too, or maybe it's more than one person. The easy thing and the right thing aren't always the same. Someone has to be strong. Someone has to have courage. Sometimes it's the only way to help someone or to help something. Where in your life could you use a bit more courage to do the right thing by you and others today? Until tomorrow, so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any area of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.